on ABC Radio Melbourne. This popped up the other day with our weekly look at business and finance with James Kirby. Nighttime home inspections to get around the rules. Jared McCabe might be able to tell us more. He's the director of Wakeland Property Advisory. He's also a buyer's advocate. How are you going, Jared?
Good, thanks, Russ. How are you?
Always hard to tell with anecdote, Jared. But is this happening much, do you think?
It's hard to tell. There's a lot of rumour innuendo about it going on and perhaps back doors being left open for people to be able to walk through.
So how does that one work if the back door's left open?
Yeah, so we might just leave the back door open and a buyer might just happen to wander through the back door to be able to get access.
Oh, like quiet, lazy Saturday afternoon, no one there, just leave the door open, right.
Vendor's gone for their 1 or 2 hours worth of exercise walk out into the neighbourhood and access is provided. Now, there's a lot of rumour and innuendo that that's occurring, whether it actually is or not, I'm not sure, but I certainly think the industry is doing its best to work because there's a lot of certainly desperate buyers and desperate vendors around at the moment wanting to be able to transact.
When you hear people say it's happening, do you ever try to find out more or discourage or, and I'm not saying you should or you shouldn't, I just wonder how you deal with that.
We tend to avoid it because of the health consequences are one thing, but obviously the reputational consequences are certainly another, and then the fines that are certainly associated with it too. So it's not something that we are recommending at all to our clients.
No, of course.
But it's certainly, again, as I said, desperate times for some people are calling for desperate measures. And if people, for instance, have purchased properties and are now looking to sell and really need to sell but are finding it difficult to be able to accommodate a buyer's needs, then if it's coming to that extreme sort of level, they might be prepared to do that.
And do clients ever suggest to you, is there any way around the rules?
Absolutely. Yeah, they do. Okay. And I know from speaking to a lot of real estate agents, they are having a lot of pressure put on them by vendors as well for the same reason.
So people are sort of demanding it from their agents.
Well, potentially, yeah, because they are feeling that pressure and stress, and so they're looking for what other loopholes can we perhaps go down to be able to facilitate a sale.
How's business?
Quiet, but it will be busy once the inspections are back opened up. So it's just getting to a point now where it's really difficult to do any transactions because most of the buyers and vendors that we work with understand the rules and things that need to be followed, but are certainly holding their breath that Sunday's announcements will allow for one-on-one inspections going forward.
So you're expecting that on the weekend?
Well, the announcement 2 weeks ago said that from the 23rd of September that we would be able to do one-on-one inspections once we hit that first dose 70% vaccination rate. So that's what we're hoping for as an industry, and then that's what we're holding our breath for. And if we reach that, then that will certainly bring us in line to what's been happening in Sydney in recent times, where the market's able to operate, and all auctions and things will most likely still be conducted online, but the ability to conduct a one-on-one inspection will certainly give buyers a lot more confidence to be able to participate in the market.
So you've got heaps of let me ask you the question a different way. Give me a sense of the scale. How many properties, compared to what you normally trade, are you sort of going to throw online? If that comes on Sunday, the inspections, how much is your business going to increase?
Oh, significantly. I mean, you only have to look at the number of auctions that would normally be up in Melbourne during September. I mean, it's right. And moving into October, it's the busiest time of the year. We would normally see consistently at this stage anywhere between 1,100 and I think 2 years ago in 2019, typically the busiest weekend of the year from an auction number perspective in Victoria is the last Saturday of October. And I think we've nearly pushed 2,000 if we didn't break 2,000 auctions. Oof. And usually leading up to that, there's what's called the Super Saturdays where we get in excess of 1,000 auctions every weekend. And we haven't even gotten close to that at this stage yet. So, but I do feel as though that will come as soon as the ability. There's a lot of people there ready to put properties on the market as soon as they're able to have buyers physically inspect them.
And do you think prices are going to keep rocketing up?
I do for at least the rest of this year and probably at least the first quarter of next year because the pent-up demand is still very much there.
Wow. Okay. Well, look, good luck. I hope you do get to do more business next week. It's nice if parts of the economy get to open up. Good luck with it.
Thanks, Raph.
Jared McCabe, part of Wakeland Property Advisory, and he's a buyer's advocate. The sneaky real estate inspection, leave the back door open. Quite a few of you saying on the text, you're going to buy a house, what's a $5,000 fine? Not a problem. People are willing to risk that. I guess I haven't been in that situation for a long time, so I hadn't thought about it that way.